Vegas Nation Podcast is powered by our friends Sam and Ash Injury Law. Give them a call at 702-820-1234 or visit samandash.com because you deserve what's right.
Ash, what about those insurance ads with catchy jingles?
And the lawyer commercials.
The jingles might get stuck in your head, but they're designed to do one thing, distract you.
Distract you from hiring the right professional team to represent you.
Choose reputation over shtick.
Sam and I are real personal injury attorneys who focus on you and your recovery.
Call us anytime, 702-820-1234.
Or visit samandash.com.
Because you deserve what's right.
SDN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to stationcasinosports.com. Sign up today and get a new sign-up bonus of up to $100 at all Station Casinos and Wildfires.
Abner Mars is a world champion boxer, Olympian, sports commentator, and most importantly, dad to two little girls. Beloved by abuelos and hardcore fans alike, Abner is a pro at entertaining the world, both in and out of the ring. On Blue Wire's new podcast, On the Hook with Abner Mars, we'll hear from Abner, his family, fellow athletes, and other people who made him the boxer and the man he is. Abner's journey from a kid on the streets to a boxing champion, and sports, music, culture, and family life. Listen to On the Hook with Abner Mars wherever you get your podcasts. Episodes in English out on Tuesdays and episodes in Spanish out on Wednesdays.
You're listening to Vegas Nation. It's Friday, which means it's time for Unsportsmanlike Conduct with your hosts, Adam Hill and Ed Green. Here we go.
Hey, welcome into Unsportsmanlike Conduct, the Vegas Nation podcast, sponsored by Sam and Ash Injury Law and brought to you by Indeed, Pepsi, and Favor Shot. Drink a favor! We're your hosts, Ed Graney and Adam Hill, and we're here each week to give you some of our thoughts on the Las Vegas Raiders before entering into that world of news and other topics we find interesting. Here we go again. Look, Mr. Hill, we're going to get to the Raiders and Buccaneers game on Tuesday at Allegiant Stadium.
What game?
It's supposed to be on Sunday, but you're predicting Tuesday. Before we get to all the COVID stuff, though, we have to check in with you because last week you did tell us you were going to endanger the elderly by flying to the Bay Area to visit the new mansion in the house of your relatives in California. There are going to be a lot of old people there. They asked you not to come. You still got on the plane and went there and probably infected all these poor people. How did that go for you?
First of all, I don't think you listen to anything I say. I was actually going to my cousin's house.
Relatives.
Sure.
Okay. Mansion.
But you're referring to the patriarch of that family. My uncle has a very, very nice house.
He's the rich one.
In the Bay Area. His daughter, my cousin, is married. She just got a place in Davis.
Oh, I'm sorry. Average price 2.5, but go ahead.
No, that's not true. It's a very humble
Davis,
abode.
California?
Sure, it's a college town.
Oh, yeah, it's college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was visiting them, and then it was, oh, by the way, my parents are coming. They're not really around anyone. So that was it. It was
COVID.
It wasn't like I was like, I'm coming no matter what. I don't care. It was a long discussion, and I ended up going.
And you went.
Yeah, I did.
Did you wear a mask the whole time?
Yeah.
How afraid of the old people were they of you?
Not very. Like,
you didn't like can't shake their hands or do anything like that, did you?
Well, no. It was almost like we started talking and you know, I was referencing again that I've been tested 87 times.
Boy, you love that number, man. You bring that up. It's like my friend, I told you my friend Mark Ziegler went to Stanford. He could get that in any conversation with women. Do you like a new drink? It reminds me of when I was at Stanford.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just embarrassing how much he brought that in. So you're like this now with this number on the COVID test.
Well, it's kind of relevant. Because I'm just making up and like, oh, I test all the time. No, it's relevant. But like, and
we do need you clean.
When we were talking about it, they were like, wait, are you seriously have been tested this many? And I was like, yes, I get tested every day. And I don't think they actually believed that. Like when I told them, yes. But I mean, like before I got there and my cousin had told, you know, her parents, no, he gets tested every day. They're like, well, that like, what does that mean? Like once a month? Like when I was like, no, literally every day.
So they felt a little more calm around you. They weren't as nervous as they would have been if they thought you're like sweating and feverish.
And as expected, as people, you know, the reason people say like we can't have bars open because as people drink, they're like, no more mask. All right, fine, whatever. And so that's what happens. But we stayed like at separate kind of parts of the backyard.
Well, as big a house as that is, you probably had your own like suite or something like that.
Just a very, very humble abode.
What an absolute crock. Davis, average house. I've been to Davis. Nothing average about it. So, speaking of COVID, So what's going to happen here? Let's bring people. I'm sure people are up to date, but we'll do it anyway. Trent Brown tests positive this week for the Raiders. His entire offensive line appeared to be around him. They are now on the list as potential risks, along with Jonathan Abram. Vinny Bonsignore of Our Paper has updated it to where now this is where it gets interesting. Apparently, the starting offensive line and Abram can't even come back to the facility till Sunday morning. The game has already been switched to 5:05 primetime to 1:05. I mean, are you literally saying, Adam, Rodney Hudson's going to arrive at 10, hadn't practiced all week, let's get to the stadium, guys?
I mean, yeah. Let's try to determine who's going to be starting today on the offensive line. Well, we have to wait until the tests are back in. If you're the Raiders.
That's right. They'd have to see the tests.
So yeah, they're not going to know at all. They're going to have to try to figure all of that. It's going to be insane to try to get ready and play a game. And that's why, there is so much of this that is still to be determined. And as we're sitting here on, what is this, Thursday night, if the whole world changes,
Thursday.
It could be like later tonight it could change.
Yes.
And then Friday morning could change. So depending on when you're listening to this, you might be saying, well, you guys have old information. Like, it's changing, by the hour.
It's like they listen every week. I mean,
so yeah, we'll find out. But I think there's a couple of things. First of all, I saw a lot of Raiders fans complaining, like, hey, wait, all these other teams get their games moved back. Why are the Raiders game getting moved up? Well, this is just step one.
Because oh, absolutely. Yeah.
If everything is okay and they can play Sunday, that's fine.
Yeah.
But what they can't have is come to Saturday night and all of a sudden, oh, the Raiders can't play their game. Well, what is NBC going
to
do?
No, you have to have a game in primetime. You
right.
have to.
So
have
this
to.
Is all this is to ensure that NBC has a primetime
game. Sure.
And if the Raiders need to move their game from 1 o'clock, it can easily be moved to Monday or even Tuesday or postponed a week if they have to try to figure it out that way. But all this is, hey, let's figure out where we are. Let's figure out where we stand. And if we have to move the game, we can. But NBC still has their game. And there's other logistical things, like it had to be a Fox game because the Bucs game was going to move to Fox. Like all these other things that had to play in. So they did have to figure that part of it out. And they did. And if they have to move it, they will. But if the Raiders don't have any more positive tests and all these guys can play, there's really no other reason to change it, right?
No,
I mean, they'll be fine.
There's not. But, and I think it's two issues. And this is what I wrote for tomorrow. Well, now today, if you're listening. They're being investigated reportedly by the league, which they every time you have positive tests, the league comes in and investigates. That's nothing new. So it's not like it's some internal investigation that doesn't happen to anyone else. Apparently, they believe the league or someone believes that Trent Brown has not been wearing his tracker as he should. The tracker that does body temperature, tells you if they have symptoms. And also there's apparently a video out there with the offensive line hanging out together without masks. That's all reported.
And let's be clear. The tracker tells who you are around.
Yes. So that's when you get it, they know who to go.
So it's very easy. We all wear trackers.
Right.
As soon as we enter the facility, we have a tracker on, and then it tells you who you're around. And if you were to test positive, all you do is go back into the tracker, see who you were near, see who you were near for how long, and that's an easy investigation. I mean, it still takes time, but the investigation is easy. The reason this has been complicated, so don't get mad at the league or the protocols if you're a fan.
No, absolutely not.
Get mad at the team.
Yes.
Get mad at Trent Brown for not wearing
absolutely.
It. So where the investigation could have been, 6-7 hours of looking through and seeing who he's in the air and for how long, and then the investigation is done, now it becomes much more complicated because you can't go in and track. So if they know that he was around the rest of the offensive line, okay, right now you have to say, well, those guys are high risk because we don't know how long he was around them for how long. And then Abram as well.
Why is Abram hanging out with the offensive lineman, by the way? What's that about?
It was a bye
stay
week.
With your own stay with your own position.
Week.
Stay with your own position group. It's the reason I now want to sleep at your house. You're 89 for 89. If they're tracking you and I'm near you, I don't know. I probably will never get this.
Aren't
thing.
I due though?
Well, you might be due to get this.
Yeah,
you look
I'm
a little
due.
Peaked right now.
Yeah. I'm due.
But okay, coming in and again, Tennessee over here and the Raiders right behind him in terms of teams that have handled this poorly. But I don't think it's
I think
the
Raiders
same.
Are one.
You do? Well, yeah, because I guess you're saying the Titans had them all at once. Like they just screwed up massively in like a week or two, and the Raiders keep kind of drawing it out in terms of their issues. But I let's say the five can't play. I don't think because they've been horrible at this that should translate to you have to play anyway. Because I'm telling you, I don't think with five offensive linemen out, I don't think it's fair to play. I think you're setting guys up to get hurt. And here's the thing. I know football is football. I know it's violent. I know all of that. But most of that comes, or all of it comes, in kind of an organic, unpredictable way. You don't know a guy's going to blow out his knee or anything. They know now if these guys are all out, you can foresee potential injuries happening because of this. Why not just push it a day or two? Why not just push it? You can do it with Cam Newton. This is an entire position group. It's not just one guy like Cam Newton. This is an entire offensive line. I would push it for a day or two. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'm not saying don't discipline these guys. I discipline the Raiders if you continue to think they keep messing this thing up. I just don't think it's the same thing. I think they're two different entities.
Take a first-round pick away.
Well, something should be done. That's fine. I wrote it. Discipline as much as you want, because Goodell has said forfeiture games, bigger fines, first round pick, all of that, whatever you decide is fine. But now you're saying Josh Jacobs, Derek Carr, whoever, who really had, well, Derek Carr with not a mask. Let's say Josh Jacobs. He apparently has done everything right. You're now going to play in front of these five guys, of three of which have had eight snaps or fewer this entire season. And you're going to do that. And we know something might happen to you. Instead of, you know what, we've postponed other games to Monday, Tuesday. Let's just do that and see if they can get guys back.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Like I said, I think if everything works out fine, they can play Sunday and the guys can play.
No, if they come back, I have no problem with that.
The punishment essentially is, well, you didn't get to have those guys practice.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
But you have to at some point start taking significant action against teams.
No problem with that.
The Raiders have violated the policy over and over and over again.
No issue with that.
At some point, you have to pay the price. And now, listen, I'm sure if you're a Raiders fan listening to this, you're like, why us? It's not fair. They did this themselves.
Of course.
This is not, like, people are going to get the virus. We get it. It's happened. Mo Hurst got it.
Yeah.
Should there be any discipline? No. People are going to get it, and that's fine. The issue here isn't that somebody got the virus.
It's irresponsibility.
It's that they broke every protocol in the book.
It's the irresponsibility.
And they've done it over and over again.
Look, if they come out tomorrow and say the Raiders lose a first-round draft pick, that's on the Raiders. I mean, I don't think they would do that, but I don't know. I mean, he's saying, I don't think they're going to forfeit games in the NFL. Who knows? They might.
The caveat to that and the reason they won't, and I think the Titans should have had to, and I think that if the Raiders can't, you know,
let's
have
say it
a
breaks
full team,
out today, tomorrow.
Then they should have to. The reason you can't do that is because the other team. And so if the Raiders have to forfeit this game, then the Buccaneers get a win. But guess what they don't get? Paid.
Right. Yeah.
So the Bucs don't want to take a forfeit victory. And so I don't think you can punish a team and say, well, the Raiders screwed up. You get the win, but you also don't get paid this week. So
I don't
that's
think
why you're not
going
to have forfeits.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, Adam, I'm with you. No matter what they come down on these guys with, I'm fine. You keep screwing this up. You're not good at this. My only point was, on the other end, I wouldn't play it if all five were gone, because I do think there's people on that field who had nothing to do with this. And you're kind of, you can already see ahead. You can say, boy, if all those five guys are gone, we're putting this guy and this guy kind of in a situation where they don't need to be in, because we can foresee something happening. Push it to Monday, push it to Tuesday, and see if you can get them back. Some people say, no, screw it. They hate the Raiders, whatever. I'd say this for any team that loses an entire position group. And by the way, the offensive line is a pretty important position group, that they would lose an entire offensive line and put other guys at risk because they're all gone. I wouldn't. This has nothing to do with the Raiders. I would think that anyway. But again, if other teams were being as poorly, more irresponsible than the Raiders in terms of how they are, I'd say punish them too.
How could you be more irresponsible than the Raiders?
Well,
it's over and over again. It's insane. Like, it's this team, for as much as Gruden and everyone around the team, Mayock, everybody has talked about crushing the virus, and the team that wins the Super Bowl is going to be the one that handles this all the best. For as much as everybody said that, it's like they don't even look at the regulations. They're just like, hey, whatever. They're just here for fun.
Maybe they're making up more of those shirts that I have that says crush the virus.
You have one?
Sure.
Okay.
Picked one up off the table at the beginning
of
the camp. I don't know if I was supposed to do that.
When I
no, they're handing those things out. I got you one. I just never gave it to you.
when I walked into the testing trailer today, I didn't know who it was because somebody had a mask on, but it looked to be a player that was going in with me, and he was wearing the Crush the Virus shirt, and I just wanted to kind of snicker, like, yeah, okay. Wear the shirt. Don't actually follow the rules.
It's a nice shirt. It's one of those workout shirts.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm a little worried now. Now you got me worried. 89 for 89 is too good of a percentage.
Yeah, at some point you're due. Even for a false positive.
You got hurt in an accident. Now you need the right lawyer to help you.
Don't hire a do-nothing, no-call, no-show lawyer.
We are Sam and Ash, and we are different.
We've recovered over $400 million for our clients, and we promise to always call you back the same day.
While no one can guarantee an outcome in your case, we have the experience to get you the results that you deserve.
So call us at 702-820-1234.
Or visit samandash.com.
Because you deserve what's right.
SDN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to stationcasinosports.com. Sign up today and get a new sign-up bonus of up to $100 at all Station Casinos and Wildfires.
Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. 3 million! Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/podcast. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th.
This football season will be different, and Pepsi's here to get you ready for the game no matter how you watch this season. Me, I'm a Cowboy fan. Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott. Come on, Ezekiel Elliott, here we go. Pepsi's the refreshment that you need to power through game day. I love the Diet Pepsi with all my tailgating food and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. These passionate fans are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for all of us who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. What do you think happens now then? Do you think it goes to Tuesday? Well, for deadline purposes, you and I want Tuesday more than anything. I want Tuesday at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Obviously, the thing to monitor is, you know, when are the Bucks leaving? When are they going to travel? And how much does the league say, you know, okay, you should travel or you shouldn't, or you should hold off on traveling? Because, like, these things are kind of known. I'll give you a little quick.
Do you think right now they know? Internally.
No.
They've made plans internally.
I think the Raiders are going through intermediaries saying, please
they're
move it.
Begging to get
please
moved.
Move it to Monday or Tuesday. Right. Please.
Yes.
I think they're doing that, but I don't think they know. But like people do know. So I'll give you a quick behind the scenes. This morning, we're talking Thursday morning here. The game got moved like around what, 1 p.m.
Yeah,
when they announced the decision? Around 8 o'clock this morning, I was supposed to talk to Al Michaels from the broadcast team on NBC. He canceled.
Boy, I wonder why.
And so and I was like, well, it's kind of weird.
Because they actually offered him Dus.
Right. And he actually didn't cancel. He was like, hey, can we do this later today? I was like, okay. And it didn't really put it together. But now that you think about it, you're like, yeah, they clearly knew they were going to take this game off Sunday Night Football. And that was, you know, 5 hours before anything was announced. So they do know some things before you ever actually find out and they actually make the decisions here. But I think right now, ultimately, what they want to do is play the game on Sunday. And all they're hoping that there's no other positive tests, that everybody stays isolated, there's no more contacts discovered. You know, somebody was circulating a photo online, and I know you saw because it was in a group text that I was with, like, hey, Trent Brown was near somebody at a restaurant. It's an old photo. So, like, be careful.
That's why I said, don't push it through just yet, but let's hope it's
right. But you don't want, like, you know, somebody to say, well, I saw Trent Brown with three other players at, you know, this restaurant in Henderson last week. Then all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, now you got to figure that out. Because they haven't been following the procedures, now you've got three other players that are isolated.
Who would Fauci think is worse, the Raiders or you know who? Who would Fauci say, it's a bad deal there. They're not really following protocols.
I mean, the Raiders did have the Darren Waller fundraiser, but they didn't have like an open ceremony on a White House lawn with I knew who everyone knew who with a lot of old people with no masks on. So I would say that's worse.
So Fauci's not he'd be okay. He'd tell the Raiders just get things going and I'll worry about the other guy.
Yeah. Fauci's like, don't follow either example.
Why have they not shut down this facility? Some teams have one positive test, one guy goes on the COVID list, and all of a sudden the facility shut down.
Well, I think they got lucky in the sense that it was Monday that it was discovered. And here's the other thing, and this has come out in the last couple hours as well, that the Raiders already violated other policies because we've been talking so much about Trent Brown. We're forgetting somebody else went on the list just before Trent Brown did. Damon Arnett.
Damon Arnett.
And yeah. The Raiders were supposed to kick in all these enhanced policies on Monday because one guy goes positive, then everything is supposed to, you know, everything is supposed to be stepped up. They're supposed to practice in mass. They're supposed to not be around anybody. They're supposed to have enhanced protocols. They didn't do that. And then the Trent Brown situation happens. Now, I would say the Raiders are lucky that Tuesday is an off day.
Yes.
And that people weren't there, because if this happened on Tuesday and then they were in the facility Wednesday, they probably would have had to close down the facility. But they got somewhat fortunate, I think, that they were able to isolate everybody during an off day and not have everybody around there.
Gruden kid killing the virus.
Crushing it.
They give the great message out, but it's not working.
Do you think they understand what crush means?
No, orange crush. I don't know what they think it means.
Get crushed?
Yeah. Well, they might get crushed at those five backups. I'll tell you what, I don't want to make fun of anyone. I heard a couple of those names. I never heard of those guys in my life. I should probably know, having been around the team with the two
well,
deep.
Well, right now, they've got seven offensive linemen. There's five on the active roster. There's two on the practice squad. You have to have eight active for a game. And if not, you get docked a man, basically. So if you – there's 48 active players on the roster on a Sunday, right, on a game day.
Right.
If you – eight of them have to be offensive linemen. If only seven offensive linemen dress, then you can only have 47 active. So you're basically docked a spot on the 48-man roster. So
you couldn't say Jason Witten's our swing tackle?
I mean, maybe that's what they would do. Maybe they would list him in a different position.
Can't they? Back when I was coaching softball, I just listed kids wherever I wanted. I tried to cheat and, like, you know, go past the rules and do kind of some weird stuff.
Well, then you'd have to report him as eligible. It'd be a whole, like, but he's at the wrong number,
well,
too.
Well, he'd be eligible.
You got to change numbers.
Oh, that's right. You have to get a new jersey.
it's a mess. But here's the thing. Because I heard somebody say, well, why don't they just sign some players? You can't.
No, you can't.
Six-day process under the COVID protocols to get somebody signed.
Andre James must be a nice guy. He's the center behind Rodney Hudson. He probably last played in Pop Warner, this guy.
Oh, he's been out there.
Has he?
He was out there last year.
Yeah. Rodney Hudson. I saw this name. Had no idea who this person was. Patrick Omame.
Omame.
Whatever. No idea. That poor kid hasn't played.
It's an appetizer at the...
It's not good. Yes. Brandon Parker finally getting a chance to play. John Simpson, Sam Young. If this... I don't care what Derek Carr says about this nonsense about next man up. If this guy is behind this lane, he's going to take the ball and chuck it in the air every pass. He won't even, like, wait. Is this a chance for Gruden to say, you know what? I don't like this situation today. Peterman, you're in. Nathan, let's go. Just throw Peterman to the Wolves? Would you play anybody that matters if you're behind that offensive line?
That's not very nice.
Have you listened to this podcast? Have you been here the last 9 weeks?
By the way, I'm looking at an updated depth chart that has none of
the... Oh, this is great.
It has none of the starters listed.
Okay, so who are the second... Oh, this is great. So who now are the second string offensive linemen, given these other guys I just mentioned are now obviously starting?
It's blank at every position.
Oh, blank is tough to replace, man.
The only backup is Omame.
I thought that kid was starting.
Well, no, it's Sam Young, Andre James, John Simpson, Brandon Parker. Wait, why is there only four?
There's only four positions listed.
Omame would be starting.
Omame would start.
Right, but then there's no backups anywhere because they're practice squad guys.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. It's so...
It's on them, and yet I will differentiate. I think if they're all out, you don't play it, but I will also completely go on your side of discipline them any way you want. I would not in any way even blink. They want to forfeit. Look, at some point, it's like, you know, the kid with the burning stove. You do it four times, like, sorry, kid, I'm sorry. You know, they keep doing this. They keep breaking protocols and not paying attention and really kind of, at this point, it's kind of a non-care attitude. What if he's not wearing his, what if they're right on that? He's just not wearing it. That's just him being defiant.
I've heard it from multiple people. So he's just not doing it.
He's defiant.
It took me a second to, I was like, burning stove? You're saying when the kid touches the stove, you let him... You tell him not to do it, but if he does it again, do it.
Yeah, he gets up to four times burn your hand then. At that point.
One of these old man analogies.
It's a kid on the stove. What are you, crazy? You know, spring chicken, my friend.
What are these kids to deal with? What a nightmare.
He's walking around without his bracelet.
Do kids ever actually touch a stove that's on?
You know what my kid did, Tristan? He took a quarter one time and he shoved it in a light socket.
Okay.
That thing blew up.
I touched a hot iron one time.
Yeah, Larry touched a hot iron. It happens.
So wait, he stuck a quarter in the holes, the outlet.
And it literally, like, he would have taken, like, he had a shotgun, you get the reflection, it, like, knocks you back, knocked the kid back against the wall, and the whole outlet burned with smoke and everything. Oh, you should have seen the mother that day.
Did he laugh?
He's like two. I don't know what he did.
He got knocked back. Kid hit
himself
in the
quarters?
Head.
Quarters?
I know. He could have eaten that thing. He was always on the ground looking for stuff. He's like the, like our puppy now, like always eating for stuff, looking for stuff on the ground. Yeah, he stuck the quarter in and almost killed himself. But that's beside the point. All I'm saying is... All I'm saying is this Trent Brown, I mean, you kind of tell him. And I guarantee today, correct me if I'm wrong, he was tweeting nonsense.
Well, he was tweeting. He doesn't tweet nonsense. He has the best Twitter account on Twitter.
While being COVID-19 and causing all this other craziness for this team, he's out there tweeting.
He's asymptomatic.
Before we go, can you read one tweet from him?
I'm not going to fight him. But he also, it's weird because he mostly does like retweets and replies and stuff. So you can't, it's kind of tough to find like original Trent Brown material, like things that he's sending out there. But let me just make sure, see if he's got anything recently. No, it's all retweets and stuff.
Larry's got it up on the screen.
Oh,
there.
He did today.
That's up to 8 hours ago.
What'd he say?
That was a retweet, I think.
No,
they're red exclamation marks.
Right, that's a cool tweet. Come on. So I will say he did also cool tweet today. Somebody said they hate the volume on an odd number, and he said hate it.
Volume on an odd number.
So if you're in your car, and you turn up the volume.
Is that a lyric I'm thinking of? Is it Drake? you told me when I don't know, I just say, is it Drake? And
every,
I like nine
every,
times out of ten, every I got
lyric
a shot.
Is a Drake lyric.
He tells me that, though. When you don't know, just say Drake, and you've got a 50-50 chance that that's what it is.
It's true.
50-50. I just always say, oh, it's Drake. And then sometimes they laugh. Sometimes like, yeah,
oh,
right.
Yesterday.
I thought you didn't know anything about music.
Yesterday. Vic really was a superhero to me growing up. I'm agreeing with him. I like that. That's true.
Oh, Michael superhero. Vic.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he just said 30 for 30, so he must have been watching it. They need to make a Lovecraft Country escape room.
Chromed out Beamers.
Like
he did say like, chromed out Beamers.
What do you mean, like crafts?
It's a show, Ed.
All right, here you go.
It's a show.
It's a show.
They're not doing crafts or anything. No. They wouldn't. It's Trent Brown. He's an offensive lineman. He's not doing that stuff.
All right. This is more of an original Trent Brown thought.
Okay.
It came 2 days ago. So just after he got the diagnosis.
Okay.
A good woman is like a Swiss Army knife.
She does a lot of things for you?
Sure.
I mean, every week I try to figure out this guy's tweets, and all I do is just, you laugh at me because I'm trying to figure out what he's trying to mean. Well, good woman is like a, what does he mean?
Go.
What does he mean? You know now.
No, you have it. Yes, I mean, there's a lot more, but yeah, you got the gist of it.
Okay.
How about this? You always know a tree by the fruit it bears.
That's got to be something about a woman.
Okay.
Right?
Sure, but I think the point is Trent Brown is very philosophical.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's the point.
All right. Well, as we sign off, let us know what happens. So we want a prediction from you. Where are we when we watch this game, or are we even watching this game?
It'll be Tuesday afternoon at Allegiant Stadium.
Gosh, I hope you're right. 2 p.m. kickoff. That's what it was last week when Kansas City played Buffalo.
Yeah.
Larry?
Tuesday, 2 p.m.
Kansas City Buffalo was 2 p.m., but it was a doubleheader on Monday. I think the
Kansas. And why would they go to? Is it the World Series on that night? Not that they would care, by the way.
I think
but
it is on that night.
They maybe do that for them. I don't know. They don't care. The football
no, but I think good, I think the standalone football game with Tennessee and Buffalo was 4 p.m.
7, okay.
Yeah.
So that would be 5 in the East, 2 here. That would make sense.
No. What kind of math are you doing?
It'd be 2 p.m. here.
4 p.m. here. 7 East.
Oh, I thought you said 2 p.m. here.
That was the Monday.
Oh,
this is – it's who's on first at this point. This is more vague than Trent Brown tweets.
So you're saying 4 o'clock kickoff on Tuesday. I'm saying we're going to get totally you know what because of the deadline, and they're going to give us the second game Monday, which I think would start around what 7:30.
What is happening now?
Oh if no, 5:30.
If it's Monday, it'll be 2. If it's Tuesday, it'll be 4.
All right.
Okay.
Well, there you have it. It's our latest.
Had to starve all day just to get go it fast.
Is that it? How's that about? Oh, you know, someone tweeted me last night. They must listen to the podcast. Took my shot. Taking your shot.
Shoot your shot.
Oh, yeah. This guy said taking your shot. So I wrote back, yeah, bro.
Yeah. Shooter's going to shoot.
You wrote back, yeah, bro.
With a thumbs up.
Okay. Don't do that anymore.
Well, that'll do it for our latest edition of Unsportsmanlike Conduct of the Vegas Nation podcast, sponsored by Salmon Ash Injury Law, presented by Indeed, Pepsi, and Favorite Shot. Drink a favorite.
Remember, now there are new episodes of Vegas Nation every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Subscribe to the Vegas Nation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcasting app. You can also support this show by leaving a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. You can find all our coverage at VegasNation.com. For Adam, Larry, Dre's here, the full-time, he's here. Dre's a full-time employee now. I'm Ed. Talk to you next week.
If you've been injured in an accident, you need the right team on your side.
Ashley is a former insurance defense attorney who knows the insurance industry's playbook.
And Sam is an experienced high-stakes negotiator for accident victims and their families.
At Sam and Ash, our sole focus is on you, your recovery, and getting you the best possible settlement in the least amount of time.
Call us day or night at 702-820-1234 or visit samandash.com.
Because you deserve what's right.
SDN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to stationcasinosports.com. Sign up today and get a new sign-up bonus of up to $100 at all Station Casinos and Wildfires.
They say a healthy gut means a healthy you. Favor apple cider vinegar shots bottle this feeling into the convenience of a 2-ounce shot. Better digestion, stronger immune system, and the lowering of blood sugar levels are just some of the benefits to shooting a daily Favor shot. Their proprietary blends are raw and organic and mixed with other functional ingredients to create a better tasting experience. First-time shooters can go to drinkafavor.com.